Hello, everybody. This is Henry Schaffler here with the June Link to Leads Mastermind. As some of you know, I'm traveling this month, so I am not able to be live, but we've got this recording. We've got some important topics here. The main topics are playing the long game or being in it for the long haul and relationship building, our core strategies for success with what we're doing here. And the first thing I'd like to do is just show you a quick example from my own work. And so I'm going to share my screen here and I get my pointer out. Okay, so this is the back and forth I had with someone who's now a new client of Link to Leads. And if you're listening, I hope you don't mind this example. But we go back into 3 years ago, July of 2016, when we connected. Actually, she was reaching out to me, and now she had a LinkedIn program going. And way back there, February 12th, I guess this would be 2017, she began working me and sending me something about what I like to talk to her. And I came back, said, I know you from a business consortium that she and I are a part of. So we went back and forth a couple times. And I decided here to be helpful to her. And so I sent her a resource about working on LinkedIn. And she came back and said, thank you very much. And we went back and forth a few times here in early 2017 about these different LinkedIn strategies. And we kept on going. We're now into the next year, I believe. And further, I decided to send her a resource on use a CRM that one can use for working on LinkedIn. And we keep on going back and forth. You'll notice here, this each one of these probably only takes me 60 seconds. Some people say, oh my goodness, how can I take that much time? But it's worth it. So we're going back and forth further, continuing into May of this year, when I had suggested she watch my little video. So she comes back and says, what do you charge monthly for someone? Okay, so this is 3 years after we first started talking on LinkedIn, and now she's asking me what I charge. Disclaimer, normally I don't put a price out there, but I've known this person even outside of LinkedIn, so I gave her the price, and she came back and said that she might be interested in partnering and sending clients. We went back and forth more, and finally, we set an appointment at May 30th last month to get up on Zoom. We ran the strategic plan for her, and Anne is now here as a new Link to Leads client, just a few weeks in, already getting some appointments, as a matter of fact. But I wanted to highlight this. This is something that took 3 years of relationship building. Now, you're going to come back and say, Henry, that's someone you knew outside of LinkedIn, not the same. And I'm going to come back to you and say, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being in it for the long haul. I'm talking about building relationships. I'm talking about something that is very important called being of service. And so I want to highlight that point. The issue here is not to be looking at what we can do to get the next appointment, get the next sale. Some people think that way every time they're in there. Oh, is this a lead? But I want to come back to you and say that the main thing is to be of service to people, to have that mindset that the reason you're out there is to be of service and to build relationships. Those are the sweet spots, in my view, It's all about these two. If you consistently see your work in LinkedIn every day to being of service to the people you're talking to and building relationships by doing that, the business will come, the appointments will come, the revenue will come, but it starts here. And this is kind of an ethic and a value that I've had most of my life, in life and in business, but also it was highlighted by connecting with the early LinkedIn gurus that I studied with who would hammer away at this. It's not about trying to get a client. It's about being of service and building relationships. So I wanted to highlight that as we began our mastermind this month. And what I want to do now actually is go to another case study. And that case study is with Marielle Miller. She is also a Link to Leads client, been so for about a year or so. And I'm going to bring her on, and then we'll let her tell you something about her business.
Okay, so I'm here with Marielle Miller from the Franchise Advisor. And Marielle's been on the program 5 or 6 months, I think. And she has a fair history with LinkedIn. Also, she has worked virtually with her business for quite a while. She helps corporate executives and others who are thinking of expanding their investment portfolio into a franchise. And so let me just start with asking you the question, Marielle. Briefly, tell everybody your elevator pitch about what you do.
So, boy, it changes all the time, but based on the economy, actually. But basically, what we do is offer investment strategies using business ownership for those individuals who are looking to stay employed, you know, or keep their career going, and they want to build wealth on the side to have an exit strategy. We also help transitioning professionals go from employment to business ownership. To really what we do is we replace incomes and we keep the lifestyle, improve the lifestyle of people. And it's all done through finding quality franchise opportunities, you know, and having people understand how to tell the difference between a great opportunity and one that might be too risky. So that's what we do all day.
Okay, and how long you been doing this, just for everybody's reference?
Well, franchising for 31 years, and I've been in my own practice since 2004, so 15 years this year.
Okay, and what is the, you know, everybody knows, I always ask people, what are the pain points of the people they're trying to reach on LinkedIn or in general? What are the pain points or the needs that you address? So when people see your connection request in your profile, what are you appealing to about the situation of their life?
Well, I think that's a good point right there. There isn't a place I ever show up, whether it's you know, getting my oil changed to a funeral, that if someone asks me what I do, there isn't someone who's curious to talk. So there's a very high, like, there's a lot of attraction to the words, right? People are interested, and it isn't difficult to separate, right, the interested to the non-interested. So my lead gen through LinkedIn is very different than everything else I do, and it has its benefits and its challenges, very similar to any other lead source. So on LinkedIn, I have a certain demographic, I have a certain avatar, I know who I want, that's probably the most important piece of it, through trial and error, and I need a very talented individual. The more talented, the more fun we could have doing this. So right. What I'm appealing to really is ambition and building real wealth and getting on the inside track of an area that no one knows how to get on the inside track. You just need to be in it to win it here. So if you know me, you're going to know a lot of stuff if you have any curiosity. So I appeal to curiosity, really. And sort of like a safe way for people to learn.
Okay. And you were telling me that even though initially you didn't fully grasp the sort of long-term build the relationship strategy that Link to Leads offers, now you're kind of seeing how that plays out. And I would mention that I think part of that, where you're trying to grasp their curiosity and so on and so forth, is playing out through those different messages. If we didn't get them on the very first connection, thank you, two or three messages down the road, they may actually see it and their curiosity begins to be tweaked. But tell me a little about that. When people are responding to an article you sent or one of your posts on your blog or whatever, how are you responding back? How are you building that relationship?
So just to speak to that point, Henry, so that people get it, you and I saw this very differently initially. So here's my position. I am not really in the convincing business. And my name, I literally put the word franchise in my last name, which is illegal on LinkedIn, but I did it. And I'm all over the place saying franchise. So my thinking was like this. Either you're interested or you're not. There's I don't know, 6 million people. I don't really need to talk to you to convince you to look. I want the people who have looked, who might, you know, who know, hey, this is a great value add service, and I want to meet this lady. So I was like one and done. That was my approach last year.
Yep.
It worked for me. I was, you know, successful, but who knows how much more successful I could have been. So what I now have kind of bent my hard line approach, because I'm wrong often, and you know, this is just another example of that. But the thing is I'm watching closely when they want to talk to me. And the old fashioned way was, if you don't want to talk to me, I'm going to move on. It's okay.
Right.
No love lost. Now I'm seeing people are saying thank you after I send them articles. They're kind of being a little bit more folksy, right? They're kind of getting to know me. And it might be the third or fourth thing I do. And they're like, you know what? This is really more interesting than I thought. You know, when do you want to talk kind of thing? So, like, it's just interesting that it's almost 50-50. Like, I still am right about either you want to talk to me or not. That's the guy I want. You know, they're hot to talk to me. But there's definitely value in, I don't mean like dripping on people forever, you know. A couple tries,
right,
and then just let it go, you know.
Right.
Because here's the thing. They do say, no, thank you. It doesn't fit into my plan. Or they'll say, whatever, not now. They definitely tell me, and then I just delete them. They're gone. They're completely gone.
In other words, you unconnect.
I unconnect. I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell everybody, I get very few, put this person on the do not message list from Marielle. I get quite a few from some others. Everybody's different, but her strategy is if they're not really interested, I'm letting them go. Others of you are keeping people that you think might be something down the road. They're someone similar in your industry. You don't want them messaged, but you want them as a connection. They're actually a friend. That's all good. But I actually ascribe to Mario what you're saying. If they're a target person and they're not interested, I just simply unconnect.
Right.
I think that's the best. There's no reason to keep them there. I want to clarify to everybody too. You haven't mentioned this. I hope it's okay. But you had been sending out a lot more connection requests without follow-up and looking for who's interested and the rest goodbye. But you actually got in some LinkedIn trouble, right, when we first met?
I did, yeah.
What I want to clarify is that one-and-done approach to more people works for a while but actually can get people in trouble. This method, you can go indefinitely. I've been doing it for 4.5 years, and I've never had a challenge from LinkedIn. Once in a while, I get one of those CAPTCHA challenges or whatever. We are mimicking as best we can the fact that you're in there, say, an hour a day or so, sending out these little messages and looking for people and sending them connection requests, et cetera, et cetera. So that's an tell me a little bit. So when someone's, do you ever find someone who says, thanks for the article, it's really good, but they're not suggesting a call? Do you ever suggest a call, or do you wait until they respond to your appeal for a call?
No, I don't, because we've already asked for 10 minutes. you know, to talk further. And so when they just shoot me a thank you, you know, I really don't do anything
good.
With that.
Okay. Do you just say thank you for responding, or do you take a quick look at their profile and mention something personal?
I would never, ever take a look at their profile and mention something personal.
Like, well, I mean, here's personal, like my what about their business? Okay.
Yeah. Even their business. My approach is, because we've targeted my avatar, I know who he is, right? If I'm on the phone with him, I will look at his company and stuff, but I don't really, like, I sort of know where we're swimming or where we're fishing, what kind of pool. But I, you know, it's just weird. I subscribe to an amazing, amazing sales coaching philosophy. And it comes from a guy named Orrin Claff. And Orrin Claff, basically, what he does is he raises hundreds of millions of dollars, venture capital money, and everything's a one-call close. So he really needs to understand this. You know, it's like in or out or done or not done. And he's quite good at it. And basically, he says, you don't have to establish rapport. You have to establish credibility and respect.
Okay.
So I just really, since this time, since about 2 years ago, I found it to be very effective. And particularly being female, I find that could play to my disadvantage. So I just go right into tough business at all times. I don't really ever ask about Father's Day or the kids or really anything.
Yeah, no, I actually... Yeah, that was a misunderstanding. I'm sorry. I didn't mean about personal, but what I like to do, I'll just say what I'm thinking. If someone says, thanks for the article, I'll do a quick click over to their profile and I will see that they are Joe Schmo, who's the owner of ABC Contracting. And so I'll click back and say, hey, Joe, thanks a lot. You know, I hope all's well going with ABC Contracting, and you know, it's interesting to note that you've been doing it for 15 years. You must have made it work. That's it. But I like to get a little more personal with them, and always about their business, though, rather than just a stock thank you. It only takes me 60 seconds to do that.
Right. That's
okay. Yeah, it doesn't take long. I'll say this to everybody listening. It doesn't take long to just click over to their profile and throw in something about, you know, specific. I guess the word's not personal. Something specific about them. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, hey, I like that article you posted, I might go see if they have any, take a quick peek and come back and say, thanks, I took a quick peek at your XYZ to ABC article and, you know, some interesting stuff there. Thanks for that. Again, that only took me 60 seconds total, but it's often worth it. Then message. So when we asked them for a phone call then in message 5 or 6, I can't remember which it is with you. So that's when you're getting the second appeal for calls. And when you get a call, do you use something like a time trade, or do you go back and forth until you get them to give you a time through LinkedIn that works for them?
So I don't ever really have to go back and forth. You know, when they request a call or they make any indication that they have a question or they want to talk, I simply say, something like, very good. Happy to chat with you, 10 to 15 minutes, answer some, you know, burning questions or whatever I might say. And then I just say, please send a couple, you know, please send a few best times this week, or I tend to go for the next 2 days. So I'll say today, if it would happen right now, I would say, please send your availability for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, today or tomorrow. I'll reply with an invite. And the next thing is they'll give me 2 or 3 times, and then I just shoot out an invite, and it just works 100%. You know, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people say, like, here's my Calendly, you know, go on there and find it. But I personally kind of just get offended when people do that to me. Like, it's like work I have to do, and I'm the one you're selling to. So, like, don't make me do work. I know it's weird, but that's just sort of how I feel. So I just don't really use those. But people love them.
I want to agree totally with what you're saying. And everyone, I highly recommend not using Calendly or Time Trade. Maybe on other, but for here, I think the operating point that Mariel is making is we're soliciting them. And so we've suggested a phone call through messaging. And so to ask me to go set up an appointment on my, you know, on your messaging thing is it, I have people do that and I personally react in my emotions. Like, who do they think they are? They're God's gift to me. And I don't want to be perceived that way. So I want to be of service and make it as simple for them to make the appointment. So that I agree with that. Any of you are using time trade links for setting these appointments, I would recommend not doing that. Another thing I do is try to go off to email as soon as possible. I guess I also find sometimes people don't, you have to remind yourself, use a CRM or something, sometimes people do not confirm that appointment request, calendar request, correct?
Yeah.
And then you have to go back to them. So that's, How do you manage all of that? I guess you're using a CRM. Do you put all these people in your CRM as soon as you've sent the request?
Well, I'm not really very good at technology. I'm actually between CRMs right now, so I don't have much of a problem. Like, I think it's a little arduous the way I run this right now, but I'm used to it, so it's not killing me.
Hey, like, whatever works,
like,
right?
Yeah, like I don't really necessarily confirm stuff, which I'm bad at that. I just know I'm doing it. If it's in my book, I wake up and I just do what's in my book, right? So I tend not to usually send a confirmation. So when people don't, I never even really look for the confirmation. I just pick up the phone and call them because...
Okay, so that's an important point. You're getting their phone number when you make the appointment.
Right.
And that's, again, for everybody, don't set up these things where they're going to call you. And I always ask in LinkedIn, what is your best phone? I don't say cell phone, but for many people, that's what I'm looking for. What's your best direct phone? And many times people will give it. And don't believe that it's necessarily the phone that's in their LinkedIn profile. It may well not be.
Well, and in your case, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In your case, you may be dealing with somebody who's on a company phone at their desk, and they actually need to step away and go outside to do the call with you. So you've got to have that. Got to have the right phone number, correct?
Well, yeah. I was going to say to that point, I always say, kindly send your best phone and email of choice, because in my work, many times we're looking at, you know, career job replacement stuff. They don't want to do it on the email that I found on their profile. And they always send me a personal email as well as their cell. Oh, I've never had someone say, I'll call you. It just never happened.
Okay, good. Okay, last question. Thanks for all this time. When you're on the phone with them, talk a little about the flow of that call. How do you start it? And what's your goal for the end of the call? And how long is the call?
So I go 10 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Usually lands about 15. It's to the point of doing it in my sleep, right? So here's the point of the call. In my process, we have a questionnaire, right? We all probably do have some sort of a qual form. And this takes about 10 or 15 minutes. And what it's going to do is give me, who are you? You know, what kind of money do you make? What is your financial situation? Mm-hmm. What areas mm-hmm. are you looking for? In other words, it's just kind of just like the basics for me to start talking to you more deep, right? So on that first call, I'm trying to vet out a couple of things. And I don't ever question financial capacity like most people new to this business. I just never touch it. Because if I want to work with you, I'm going to see the qual form and and I'm sure you're qualified because you're a vice president. So I'm not even questioning any of that. So what I'm really doing is I'm gonna first allow them to talk to answer a couple of questions so that I could assess who I'm dealing with. So I have two or three questions. I let them tell a story. I'm not really taking notes. It doesn't really matter what they're saying. What I'm really listening for is sort of the intent, how serious they are, why, right?
Yeah.
And then what I believe my goal for that first call is very simple. It's to establish authority in my field and to establish a little bit of urgency. That's what I do in that call. If that goes well, right, what's going to happen is they're going to want to work with me immediately. And then I'll tell them how we do that. And the way we do that is we need about an hour and a half. I'll set it up right now. And meanwhile, before that call, just if you don't mind filling out this quick, 10-minute survey, it's going to help us as our jumping off point, period. So okay. That's it. That's the purpose
okay.
of all.
So for everybody to understand, Marielle has the dream job, really. She doesn't charge a fee. She gets paid by the franchises. So she's providing a free service to these prospects. So she's probably got, a lot less to surmount than many of us. On the other hand, she's been in sales for many years and knows the drill. So there's still the whole sales process here. I think the key point, though, that I'm hearing is your goal is to schedule that next appointment at the end of this call. I know myself, if I were to end a call with a qualified person where they say, well, I don't know, I can't really schedule it, let me get back to you, I really can't go with that. I've got to keep trying till I can nail something down. And if those of us that charge fees and stuff, we're going to have more, maybe a little more resistance, but I want to make that, I want to mark that point. You've got to have a clear goal at the end of this. Usually it should be to set the appointment for what I would call your actual sales call, as opposed to this. It's a three-stage process from LinkedIn messages to a 10 or 15-minute qualification call, and then to your sales call. So that's what you're doing, right?
Well, and I just want to add one piece to that. You know, I could set these calls up all day, every day, because there is obviously an interest. They know what I do. They might have even read my tagline or possibly a summary, probably not, but possibly. So they really have an idea, right? So it isn't really only that. I have learned I need to set appointments not only that are going to definitely show, but now my goal, I kind of always up the ante. Now it's a 48-hour goal. So it's like, number one, do I want to work with you? Number two, have I created enough urgency to do this in the next 2 days, right? So is it the right person? Should I bring, see, because by bringing you into my fold, I'm going to invest the next 4 months with you.
Right.
Like a half an hour to an hour a week. It's mm-hmm. really heavy lifting. So
yeah, right.
Really a qualifying kind of, and then making sure we're not playing around. If you want to work with me, I have time right now. I can add you. I have a capacity. So we need to do this within 2 days or not. And that's totally okay. I could put you on the books for 6-8 months from now or 2 years. But if you want to do it now would be the time to just do a search.
Okay. So that's, I think there's an important learning point for everyone here from Marielle, and that's the qualification point and also the urgency point. Many people will say, yeah, I can set up a time for that discovery call in 2 weeks. And what you're saying is, I don't really have 2 weeks. If we get this done in the next 2 days, I'm happy to go to the next level with you. But otherwise, it's kind of hard for me to do that. That might be challenging for some people, but I just want to mark that as a possibility. If you're having trouble setting appointments with qualified people from these calls, you might consider that strategy. Marielle, you've been really great with your time, a lot of wisdom there. I'm going to put Marielle's profile link in the chat box for everybody. And at this point, unless you have any last words of wisdom, I can let you go, Marielle.
Use Henry. Make a lot of money. Have a great year.
Thanks.
I can't really think of any others.
Okay, thanks, Marielle. I just wanted to highlight one more point for Marielle, who sent this over just now. So this is something she sent me about an experience she had. This fellow first responded to her back on April 4th. And what Marielle is telling me is, with the kind of message volume you've created, one must make this an everyday habit, 7 days a week, an hour a day minimum. Well, I'm not sure about that, Marielle, maybe, but I think 10 minutes a day for many of us will actually do the ticket. So she goes on to say, here's a perfect target, just found it by mistake. He responded not to the first, but the second message. And basically, he's responding to the phone call request. Now, this was over 2 months ago. Hi, Mariel. I appreciate you reaching out, and we opened to an introductory call. Are you available next Tuesday? So this is a big deal. This is 2 months old. She's going to try to reclaim it. And being Mariel, she says at the bottom, note to self, get your blankety blank together. So I just want to use Mariel to reemphasize to everyone, get into your inbox every day for 10 minutes. That's my feel. You don't need an hour a day. Just keep up with what people are doing and saying back and forth. I gave you an example of Anne and myself. There were literally years of back and forth about resources, getting to know each other, so on and so forth, until we actually have an opportunity to discuss business. Now, granted, my example there is over the top, but many of you will find that if you just work and build these relationships, you will get traction with them. I want to go to show you something else about messaging, and then we will begin to conclude here. And that simply has to do with the kinds of things that you do when you talk to somebody. Many times people will get, they'll get something from someone, and they will just say thank you or so on and so forth if the person made a comment. But what I like to do is actually take the time to go to their profile and find out what it is that they're about. So this is an example with me and Deborah. So this is my first message. Thanks for connecting. Here's the PS about a possible phone call. Then the article that I share. And then she says, sorry, LinkedIn has been having technical difficulties. I'm not in the kind of business where I need leads necessarily, but I'm sure you have other interesting ideas to share and wouldn't be opposed to hearing them. So you may say, okay, she's told me I don't need leads. Well, I thought this is a chance to build a relationship. So I clicked over real quick to Deborah's page, her profile, and I discovered that she says that she is seeking new opportunities. But at the same time, she says that she's a coach and so on and so forth, and an instructor. So I went back to the message box and I said, thanks for taking time to respond. I see that you're seeking a new role. Does that mean you're looking for employment? In that case, no question, you wouldn't need leads. But if you're out there as an advisor, coach, or consultant, you definitely need them. Not trying to pitch, just that every solopreneur and coach needs a steady flow of new business. Great to chat, Henry. So I haven't gotten a response back. But now, I showed you in maybe 90 seconds, that's what it took me. I pecked out this message in another 30. So maybe 2 minutes it took me to deal with Deborah, not a long time. But this is the way I like to build relationships. Get personal, take a time, just a quick peek at their profile to get a better feel for what they're doing. So that is the core of what I wanted to talk about today. The long game, in it for the long haul with people, building those relationships over time. That is the sweet spot for this strategy. If you have been feeling a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of work, let me know. There's a way to get a virtual assistant working to help you with the follow-up part. One of our members, Ron, is doing that. It's been working pretty well. She's getting better and better at it, and she's doing the relationship building for Ron inside his profile. Or you may feel you don't want to invest in a VA, but you haven't been doing so much of the personalizing. Go ahead and shoot me an email, and we will see what we can do to support you, to help you get maximum results with Link to Leads. With that, I'm going to check out and say best of all to everybody, and we will see you in July.